Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkie. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, with in-person visits to her vet clinic down because of social distancing recommendations, Sarah takes an afternoon to check on her family's pregnant cows. Schools across the state are closed indefinitely, and today Sarah's 8th grade daughter is rattling around with her. Her 5th grade son is with his dad shoeing horses. After a slow morning in the clinic with Shayla on a school Chromebook in the break room, Sarah closes the clinic and heads to her in-law's place, where she and Trenton keep their cows. She leaves some vaccines outside the door for a no-contact pickup by one of her ranchers. Here at Chris and Sherry Arnold's place, about half the herd is gathered in a smallish pasture near the house. These are the very young cows, heifers, having their first calves, and the geriatric ones. It's this population that's likely to have trouble calving, so they're in close in case they need help, which is not that often, but...
Oh, well, it happens. I mean, last weekend or the weekend before, we were over here doing some stuff and had to pull a calf for Sherry, and then... Here just this past weekend, we had another one that almost we had a C-section, but we got it pulled. So, you know, one out of every maybe 15 or 20 might need some help. I pulled that number out of my butt. That's just kind of a gut feeling. I haven't really kept track of the numbers.
And then sometimes if the weather is, well, like the weather is in Montana in spring, then the heifers will get let into the barn to have their babies.
If it's cold and dry, that's not so bad. And if it's hot and dry, like the wet is actually worse because it gets on their umbilicus and can do infections. A lot of the pathogens transmit better when it's wet, but things like coccidiosis or even the different bacterial scours or viral scours survives happier in cold, moist conditions. So stuff like this is like, yeah, it kind of prime breeding ground for the things that make calves sick.
It's icy muddy in this rutted pasture next to the West Rosebud Creek, and it's sleeting. Sarah's looking for new calves and cows in labor.
A lot of times they'll just go off by themselves when they're going to calve. So that's what we'll do first, is just sort of take a stroll around the perimeter and see if anybody's sequestering themselves.
Sarah's scanning for heifers she knows haven't calved yet, and she's edgy because one died a few days ago in this very pasture.
In any little dip, they're like a turtle on their back, and especially when they're big and fat and pregnant, if they've just gone and eaten a bunch and gotten a big old drink, they've got so much weight on there and it just crushes their lungs. Cow lungs are pretty small and pretty weak, like compared to a horse who's really athletic, and so that big huge rumen, especially with a baby on it, just smashes it and they suffocate. So Sherry was just disgusted. She had been down doing something. She'd been gone for maybe an hour and came back, and here's this 2-year-old heifer just deader than a wedge, and it had just happened, you know, and she tried opening it and saving the calf, but he wasn't quite ready, and I think she'd been dead long enough that he just had already suffocated, so.
It's horrible and expensive, and it happens more than you'd think, especially to Sarah.
Pretty much every year out of the whole group of cows, when they bring them in, where there's ditches and mud and water and whatever, and it's slippery, we at least one every year, I swear, gets on its back and dies just from something stupid. And because I'm a vet, my luck with my personal animals is terrible. And so if something weird is going to happen, it usually happens to one of ours. It's just odds. It's fine. It's random. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. We've had 4 calves born so far. The first one's fine. The second one was dead. He had this really weird congenital tumor on his foot. So then the next 2 that were born were normal, so that's good. And then we had the one die, get on her back and die, lost the cow and the calf. This is our luck.
Next week, Sarah draws blood from a calf to see if it's getting enough colostrum from its mother.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.